Ah, beloved, I'm Pastor Trey, and you're now listening to the New Living Translation. This is Bonafide Bible Talk, because God speaks my language too, and I'm sure enough about to act like it. Let's go. All right, we're going to do another one of these mailbox episodes. We're going to do that for a couple of reasons, one of which is because I like the way the last one went. Second of which is because we actually got another voicemail. And I'm going to be real with you. I don't know how much longer I can count on that happening. Y'all are fickle like that. I'm a little scary. I'll be putting out the little queries. I don't know who's going to be answering. But hey, so far, y'all been in here. Y'all been in the voicemail box. And y'all even been acting right. And I'm going to celebrate that by staying true to my word. We're going to do a voicemail episode. Another reason is that some of you all may have noticed that this season I've been putting out episodes a little more frequently than I have in the past. In the past, when the show is in season, I'm typically releasing episodes bi-weekly, every other week. This season, I've been pretty regular in releasing them each and every week. Now, the thing about that is, as short as these episodes may be, they take a little bit out your boy, creatively speaking. For the simple fact that I like to stay true to who I am, but also stay true to scripture, to the text. Like, I take this very seriously. And what comes out as 15, 16, 17 minutes on your end is actually something that takes me an embarrassing amount of time. You stack that on top of the fact that I have a day job, even if that job is also in vocational ministry, and the fact that I have been promoting a book for the past few months now, a promotion campaign that has involved me doing over a couple dozen podcast interviews. You can type my name in the whatever podcast service you're using right now, and you'll see a bunch of them pop up. It's been a little tougher than I anticipated to get these things out every week. And when y'all chip in with these voicemails, it actually helps me out. It doesn't feel like as much of a burden. I feel like I have a co-host when I hear your wonderful voices wanting to chip in and be on the New Living Translation. Telling you all that because I don't like lying to y'all. If there are multiple factors or motivations going into a decision and I can share that with y'all, I'll be doing that because I'm not a good liar. Like, I can't keep stuff straight, so I just be putting it all the way out there so you can't catch me or nothing. That is what you see going down, and that is why these voicemail episodes are starting to pop up. If you've been feeling them at all, I invite you to chip in with your own voicemail, whether you have a comment, as today's caller does, whether you have a question about a scripture that you're wrestling with, whether you just want to say what's up, go ahead, call us at 305-290-1190. Once again, that is 305-290-1190. Without any further ado, let's check the voicemail. Beloved, you've reached the voicemail box for the New Living Translation, and this is a dope opportunity for you to take part in the show. So if you have any questions about the Bible, go ahead and let us know who you are and where you're from, and then ask it, and you might make the next episode. In the meantime, make sure you're subscribed wherever you listen to your podcasts and leave a rating and a review so that everybody knows where the dopest spot to find Bonafide Bible Talk is. And remember, God speaks your language too. Let's act like it.
Trey, it's David from Bristol, Virginia. Wanted to thank you for your podcast. I think it's very meaningful to the people that listen to it, and I know it's especially meaningful to me to hear people put the Bible in a language that seems accessible as a conversation as we have with somebody on the street corner. I also wanted to kind of acknowledge the pattern that you've shown lately of seeing the magnificent and the mundane. And, you know, whether it's Hagar, who's just a servant in the middle of a weird battle for, in contest for agency, or if it's two strangers that are walking from one town to another, acknowledging that the good is everywhere, and that's what the resurrection and Easter remind us of. So just want to wish you and your family a happy Easter, and to keep up the good work, and can't wait to listen to the next episode.
Can I just say how humbling a year this has been for me? Like, I've spent a great deal of my life just saying stuff. I don't want y'all to think that I only act like this when there's a microphone in front of my face or like a camera or whatever. Like, nah, I regularly just say stuff. For at least the last 20 years of my life, I have legitimately enjoyed my own company to the degree where even if don't nobody else find any value in the stuff I'm saying, I'ma still say it. And that's been a pretty decent trait for me to have. Like, it served me well because for the most part, I didn't really have any idea if anybody found any value in the stuff I had to say. Like, I journal every day. If I have things to think, I'm going to put them out, even if it's never consumed by anyone. But what has been so humbling about this year is the fact that there are people who not only care or carry a curiosity about the things that I have to say, but appear to find some value in it. Like, I dropped a book this year, and I don't need to drop official numbers, but it's done okay, right? Like, there's a comma in the sales numbers so far. People wanted to see the stuff I had to say in a book. I've been speaking into this microphone for the past few years, both with Sam and Rob on Three Black Men and here in a New Living Translation. And I can see numbers every now and then that some people are tuning in. But opening up this voicemail box and seeing that people are actually sitting with the things I have to say, and not just the fact that people are listening to it, but the many different types of people. 2 weeks ago, we released a voicemail episode where somebody wanted to weigh in on a conversation that we were having about Hagar. They didn't leave any identifying information, but they did later reach out to me in my DMs, and I exchanged it with another young black man, and that was dope. Like, this is who I got into this for. I make content that I think is going to be dope. That part made sense to me. Last week, after I released the episode on Hope That Finds You, my mother texted me, talk about something. This is some of your best work yet. I didn't even know my mama was listening to this podcast. My mom, almost 70 years old, listening to me over here doing what some people would want to consider desecrating the sacred text or whatever, even though I don't think that's fair. But my mom listens to this junk. When I was going through the process of trying to figure out how I wanted to publish my book and who I was going to do that with, if I was going to do that with the publisher or not, one of the things that I had to outline was who the target audience for my book was. And it's hard to say that, yo, I'm the target audience. I make stuff that I think is going to be dope, while at the same time being like, hey, white women love me, right? But that's a fact of the matter is, a lot of the people who vibe with some of the stuff I make are middle-aged white women. I can't really put my finger on it. And here I go checking the voicemails. We got Davis from Bristol, Virginia checking in, talking about how meaningful so much of this stuff is. And it is so incredibly humbling that me, Lil Old Trey, the dude who just be saying stuff, can find community with such a wide array of people. And I think that speaks loudly about the Spirit of God. I think that says a lot about the Great Comforter. I think that says a lot about what redemption and reconciliation looks like. That when we are true to ourselves, when we say the things that we believe have been deposited in us by something or someone so much greater than ourselves, when we are fully seen and appreciated for the truth of who we are and our experiences, it is both humbling and liberating. It is a hopeful experience. When I can help encourage people to revisit the stories of the Bible and these scriptures that so many of us hold so nearly and dearly with fresh eyes, when I can encourage you to bring the fullness of your imagination to these texts, I feel as though we have entered sacred space together. And that's exciting to me. When I hear you speaking about the agency of Hagar and rehumanizing all of these perspectives that we have in these sacred stories, I am encouraged. Because one of the things that defines this broken world of ours is the fact that we have dehumanized each other. We have turned each other into thought exercises. We often forget that the people around the world are also experiencing life in ways that are just as valid as the ways that we experience life, that our own perspective is not the only one. And when we assume that our perspective is a legitimate starting point to tell the stories of other people, we have removed their agency from them. We have dehumanized them. And one of the things that salvation does, one of the things that the story of Jesus does, is it gives us tools to rehumanize people. I love so much of the language we heard in that voicemail just now. When you say that you feel like you're just having a conversation with someone on a street corner as you listen to the New Living Translation, that's what I want it to be like, because so many of these stories that we hear in the Bible were transmitted orally. I want it to feel like you are hearing this news from somebody right in front of your face. When you talk about finding the magnificent in the mundane, that is encouraging to me, because that is so much of what we find in the Bible. People who are living their lives, having the faith to believe that an immortal, transcendent God of the universe has taken residence, found significance, and chosen to participate in their regular lives. I cherish the thought of having bona fide Bible talk, because I believe that the more we can restore the humanity to the Bible, the better neighbors that we can be to each other. And so as I sat there struggling, trying to figure out how I was going to crank out another episode this week, and we checked the voicemail box and I hear these words from Davis in Bristol, Virginia, I find hope in the revelation of the spirit in community, in the fact that there are people around the world who sit with these same stories, these same scriptures, and are transformed in many of the same ways that I endeavor to be. The way that I understand the world around me and my relation to it is transformed daily when I interact with all of you all. And so maybe it seems like it to you and maybe it doesn't, but when I get to rap with you all, when we get to have these conversations together, when I get to invite you on this podcast as a special guest in this way, Davis from Bristol, Virginia, I am hopeful, because in this moment, the Spirit of God has revealed to me in new ways. And so with me having said all that, we got a few more things to do before we wrap this up. The first of which is to remind you to leave a rating and a review. The second of which is to encourage you to leave a voicemail too. And you could do that at 305-290-1190. Once again, that is 305-290-1190. You can find the number in the show notes too. And with all that said, let me pray with you. Almighty God of mysteries and wonders, thank you for not being a respecter of persons. Thank you for planting your revelation in people of various religions, cultures, ages, genders, languages, locations, orientations, abilities, and whatever other identity markers we may acknowledge. Help us to find hope in your abundance and the revelation of the same. And all your people said amen. Appreciate you joining us for another episode of the New Living Translation. Don't forget to show us some love by leaving us a rating and a review. If you got a Bible question you want to see us wrestle with on the show, go ahead and leave us a voicemail at 305-290-1190. Once again, that's 305-290-1190. To see what else I got going on, to find out where you can follow me, or find out how you can reach out to me so we can rap a little bit, visit PastorTrey05.com. There you can listen to the Three Black Men podcast, subscribe to my newsletter, The Sun Do Move, or find out where you can buy my book, Theologizing Bigger, Homilies on Living Freely and Loving Holy. All of that, so much more available at PastorTrey05.com. There should be a link to it in the show notes for you. The New Living Translation is a production of Three Black Men, Theology, Culture, and the World Around Us. A lot of this work is made possible by the generous contributions of people in our Patreon community. If you'd like to support us, you can do so at patreon.com/threeblackmen. Also linked in the show notes. Until we meet again, beloved, remember, real recognize real. Don't get caught looking unfamiliar.